Chapter 33. The Compromise of 1850. 340. The Wilmot Proviso, 1846. What should be done with Oregon and with the immense territory received from Mexico? Should it be free soil or should it be slave soil? To understand the history of the dispute which arose out of this question, we must go back a bit and study the Wilmot Proviso. Even before the Mexican War was fairly begun, this question came before Congress. Everyone admitted that Texas must be a slave state. Most people agreed that Oregon would be free soil, for it was far too north for Negroes to thrive. But what should be done with California and New Mexico? David Wilmot of Pennsylvania thought they should be free soil. He was a member of the House of Representatives. In 1846, he moved to add to a bill giving the president money to purchase land from Mexico, a proviso that none of the territory to be acquired at the national expense should be open to slavery. This proviso was finally defeated, but the matter was one on which people held very strong opinions, and the question became the most important issue in the election of 1848. 341. Taylor elected president, 1848. Three candidates contested the election of 1848. First, there was Lewis Cass of Michigan, the Democratic candidate.